What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, Junkies, with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Thank you for tuning in this 10th day of January, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
It's a playoff football Friday with the Commanders in the playoffs. We don't get a lot of these. We haven't had a lot of these during our career.
Yeah. Hopefully there'll be a lot to come
Let's hope.
In the next several years.
Hope that's the case.
Jason Bishop's here.
And hopefully they get a win so we can talk about a divisional game against probably Philadelphia.
Would be nice.
I can't even go there yet. One game at a time. Let's go. One game at a time.
I got you.
Got a lot going on. We're on Monumental Sports, but we're actually going to be simulcast on WSA 9 in a little bit on their Get Up program.
Correct.
Get Up DC.
I think we're scheduled to be on at 6:15, 6:45. I overheard them say something about being overmodulated. Did they correct that yet? We may not. They may not do it if we don't get the audio right.
All right, they're trying to figure those things out.
And I think the reporter has to show up.
Randy Ayala.
Yes,
Randy's
correct.
Not here yet. She'll be here in a minute. Our first hit's at 6:15. No, they were just going to take our audio from our board.
And that's not going to work?
It's overmodulated. They're not going to do that right now. So they're going to figure out. They're just going to
somehow
use the mic in their room.
Yeah. Okay. They got 12 or 13 minutes to figure it out. Yeah. They can figure that out.
Sure. So our audience is used to this. We used to do this kind of thing with Fox 5 back in the day. Yeah. Did we ever do it with 9 a lot?
So we did that.
Can't remember.
We used to do it with Fox 5
for years.
We did
that once a week, right?
Yeah,
we did it once a week.
A long time.
Yeah.
I
thought we did it with 9.
We're just grizzled TV and radio veterans.
Right, but so
we do it for 30 years.
Used to this, where it's pretty informal. We'll just kind of do a dual hit, and of course we always love being on Monumental. But the news stations want a little hit to pump up the Skins game. We're happy to help out.
Mm-hmm.
So
any press is good press.
Yeah,
keep
sure.
Pipping the product even after 28 years.
Especially when no one drives to work anymore. You know what I mean? I mean, it's crazy. I literally.
Well, they were driving yesterday when I was sitting on the 14th Street Bridge.
Well, you were backed up.
35 minutes.
I've now been coming down. I've been kind of avoiding some of the little. I don't even know some of these side roads I've taken before. I've just taken Connecticut lately all the way down to Constitution Avenue. And I'm at that light at Connecticut and Constitution, you know. And I'm there for like a good minute, and there's no cars behind me. Like, no cars behind me. So, like, on my side of the road, nobody. Now, there are cars
coming the
other way.
I think it depends.
A lot of cars on 270 this morning, I'll tell you that.
I think it depends on the day, you know?
I noticed something that I almost never see. Somebody got pulled over. And I was just thinking about it. I was driving in. I mean, I drive pretty fast on the way to work. I've never been pulled over.
On the way to work?
On the way to work.
Yeah. I've got plenty of tickets, like, you know, stupid cameras that are hidden.
Yeah.
And I drive fast.
That almost doesn't count.
But everybody drives fast. I mean, nobody's driving on 270 and then 495. Nobody's driving below 70.
Of course not. You can't go out there and putt around at
270. I abuse that sometimes. Like, because I used to go up that way sometimes. I don't even know if it was Ithaca or whatever. I would abuse that. I go so fast.
Right, you shoot towards Frederick. I mean, you're always going to the dentist in Frederick anyway.
No, but one of them, I always get confused.
They can get a shortcut.
One of
if you
them
want
is going
to New Jersey.
Ithaca or to Poughkeepsie. I think it's usually Ithaca because I would also go by the Mount.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
by Emmitsburg.
Yeah.
Right. You kind of go towards State College.
Yeah. I mean, I would go literally right by Mount.
How many of you guys stayed up to watch the game? I watched the whole thing.
The entire game?
I stayed up.
I went to bed 8:15.
Here's the thing.
I
almost tapped out because the first half was so dull.
Yeah, it was.
The first half was atrocious.
It was like a tale of two halves. It was
3-0 for the longest time.
I didn't need to stay up till midnight to realize that James Franklin would lose another game against the top five team.
Well, I feel bad for him. I feel bad for their quarterback.
He can't control his quarterback throwing key picks with 50 seconds left.
He's got to wear that. He's got to own that record.
Yeah,
I mean,
he does. But, I mean, maybe you put it on him that they should have just taken it into overtime because the odds of Penn State when they got the ball back with roughly 45 seconds left.
Yeah.
The odds of them going 50 yards or so to get in field goal position to win it. probably low.
It just takes a big play. I mean, it takes a big play to Tyler Warren and get 35 yards and have a shot at kicking it.
Yeah, I felt bad for Aller. But he threw against his body.
It was a bad throw.
Yeah, I mean, he got pressured a little bit, threw against his body, gets picked off. And then Notre Dame really just has to get 10 yards, and they do.
Yep.
And then their kicker, who had a horrendous record, hit the game winner. Notre Dame's the national championship. They lost to Northern Illinois this year.
I know, week two.
Yeah, but they won 13 straight. That's the longest streak in the country.
It's got to be, if they're able to pull this off, who are they likely to play? They're likely to play
Ohio State or
Texas.
Ohio State's favorite.
Texas. So, I mean, they could beat Ohio State. I saw Ohio State look terrible against Michigan.
But they've looked awesome in the playoffs.
They have. But if they pull that off, that's got to be the most improbable national title run, to lose as a 29-point favorite and then finish it off with a national title.
Yeah.
That's got to be the most improbable
run. Well, it's a great run for Marcus Freeman, too, because, he's only been there for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And his first year was the COVID year, but he's only been there basically for 3 years. And after they lost to Northern Illinois, there was the critics out there. Oh, Freeman's got to go.
Right, he's not the guy. Right.
Then he rolls off. He beats, you know, 9 consecutive ranked teams in the last couple of years and gets to a national championship with a transfer quarterback who's not a thrower. Leonard is not a thrower.
He had two picks in the game.
Yeah, and so great job by Marcus Freeman. And I agree, it's a great run for Notre Dame.
Did you watch the regular cast the whole time? I feel like every time they have alt casts. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to check them all out. And so
you're a fellow alt caster now?
I guess so.
We're in the alt cast game now.
I'm just curious. So
we're in those streets.
I checked out McAfee for a while. He's doing his thing. And then they had something called the Sky Cast, which I couldn't even quite figure out what was going on. And then they had a fourth one, which I think they called it the multicast. I'm not quite sure, which had 2 or 3 different screens going on and stats. I mostly just went back to the normal broadcast because I wasn't even sure what the Skycast and the other cast were.
Was the Skycast like a Canadian team or something? Like a different broadcast?
I think it was a different camera.
Mm. Okay.
Just a high.
Did anybody else check out the altcast?
No, they're running around.
No.
Yeah. Cakes, did you watch it? You didn't watch any?
I watched the reg.
I went to bed at 8:15.
I watched the reg broadcast. I didn't.
Until when?
I didn't dip. I probably went 10 o'clock.
I watched the entire game this morning.
Wow.
I got up at 3 o'clock, had to walk my dog because, long story, but did not bring her in this morning. So then I got on the DVR and watched the entire thing this morning.
I couldn't muster up interest. I tried.
The first half had me basically tapping. I went downstairs to the basement and I'm just watching it. And I'm like, this game is horrible. It's horrible.
Right.
Nothing happening offensively.
Yeah.
Penn State, especially in the first half, they try and run the ball a lot. I think they end up with almost 50 carries.
Both teams are built the same way. They are heavily run oriented. And I would agree until they scored, Singleton scored that first touchdown in the second quarter. I would agree.
But then it was dull.
There was a ton of punts.
The fourth quarter was just back and forth like
fourth
crazy.
Fourth quarter was great. I'm just glad it was a tight game and there was a game-winning field goal because I just didn't want to see a 28-10 type of game.
Right, you didn't want to blow out.
Once I stay up that late, I figure, what's the difference? I'm not going to sleep much. Let me just stay up to see the outcome. But I was praying there wasn't going to be an overtime. And it was close to an overtime.
It was close. I was praying too.
All right, so Drabby's setting up Randy Ayala from WSA9. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Do you have the mic up?
Hey, Randy.
You good? And make sure your seat's low. Is your seat?
You saw me.
Well, I mean, it was so ridiculously high.
Got to adjust the seat. That's
very
important.
I mean, she had it like on the kid seat level.
It's always
here
important.
Here we go.
Are you
down?
Are you feel like that's good
work.
Enough?
Yeah.
How was your drive in?
Drive in. It was a little busier than I imagined.
Was it?
Yeah. Coming from Prince George's County, but made it here. Yeah.
Welcome.
Roads look great. I'm excited to talk some sports this morning.
So we're 4 guys from PG County. Where do you live?
I live in Bowie right now, but I grew up in Largo.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Pointer Ridge?
Yes.
That's where we grew up.
Oh, nice. So that's not far at all from
me.
No. Is her mic hot as it can be? It's as hot as it can be? Okay. If you get a little closer to it.
Is this better?
That's a little better. All right.
Did you go to Largo High?
No. I'm a Catholic school baby. McNamara.
Oh, McNamara.
Yeah.
Bishop Mack.
Yeah, Bishop Mack. My brother, though, taught and went to DeMatha. Okay. So we're
that's where we
were. Whole WCAC family.
More
Dematha
propaganda.
I want you to use
this is awesome.
They're talking to you.
Yeah,
okay,
they're talking to me. Hold on, my other job, guys.
All right, hold on. So yeah,
you do your thing.
Yeah.
You just let us know.
One sec.
Well, hold on.
Hello.
If they're talking to her, then she's probably going to want to do both. You could step away if you want. Whatever you got to do.
So we're doing a live hit coming up in a couple minutes with Randy Ayala from WSA9. So, of course, you can watch us on Monumental Sports.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also going
to
be simulcast on WSA9.
The content that you crave every single day.
Of course, right. Listen to us on the radio.
By the way, local like connection with Riley Leonard, the quarterback of Notre Dame. His mom grew up in this area. Mm. She grew up in PG County. I want to say she might have gone to Northwestern High School. Anyway, so my cousin's wife, Emily, and Riley Leonard's mom,
our
best friends growing up.
Oh,
and then they moved, and then she moved to, I don't know, I think Riley Leonard's born in Alabama. So she went down south, got married, and then raised Riley Leonard in Alabama. But my cousin's wife is best friends with Riley Leonard's mom.
Very good.
Had kind of a small world moment on New Year's Eve at the party. Dennis, he came up to me and he goes, which one is Mike Frazier or Stumper?
Mm-hmm.
So I introduce him, and he took Mrs. Frazier's Spanish class at High Point High School.
Oh, very good.
Of course.
That is a small world.
Imagine how many people have probably taken her class through the years.
He said, I was in Miss, or he didn't say Miss, he said in Senora Frazier's class.
Senora Frazier, right. All right, so are we good? What are they going to do?
We're good. So we have about 2 minutes.
All
they're going to be coming to us, and we're just going to talk a lot of Commanders, a lot of excitement,
perfect.
Right?
Yep, of course.
Okay.
So you have to help me. I'm used to news, so this is my first time kind of doing a sports thing.
Ah.
So
they didn't want to wake up Chick?
No, he has to rest for Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So I'm his replacement for today.
Yeah, we need to rest for Sunday, too, but we're in here. We're slaying the dragon.
Don't worry.
What's that all about?
You know, they treat him like the star. So
Do you have questions prepped for us, or
we're
just
going to
wing it?
We're just going to wing it.
Right.
I feel like that's better.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not asking you.
That is our specialty.
I'm not asking you in advance. We're going to let, when they go to you, we're going to let you kind of run it.
Okay, cool. So we'll do a little introduction, and then we'll just get straight to it.
Sure.
And I'll have to run around everywhere to get everybody's mic.
You need that mic, my friend?
Yeah.
You need your mic to be on? Does it pick up this?
No. Yeah.
That's going to be brutal.
We'll make it work somehow.
We will.
Not to get too much into the propaganda, where is McNamara? Because I wasn't in the WCAC.
It's in Forestville.
Your mother worked right near there.
No,
Forestville.
Right
near there.
And it's very beautiful now. It did not look like that when I went there.
But
it's
campus now.
Yeah, they've really outdone themselves.
Man, I've for all these years, I thought McNamara was in Bladensburg. No. I've been misled.
See, I got killed for the question.
I've been misled.
And he didn't know either.
That's where Elizabeth Seton is in Bladensburg.
Oh,
didn't know where that was either.
Well, you guys are PG County. You don't know where these
we're public school guys.
I guess you got 30 seconds.
Yeah, we're not silver spooners like all the private school people.
Sorry I didn't memorize where the WCAC schools are.
You should have.
You just got to know the good ones,
yeah,
including McNamara. All right, thanks, Robin.
All right, so again, if you're just tuning in, we're going to do a live hit with
are you getting
WSA
a little nervous
9.
For the game?
For the Skins game? Not really.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like this is an opportunity, like we really could shock people and go on a run, but I am free rolling.
Better remind him it's Sunday night.
12 games, huh?
Better remind EB it's Sunday night.
Yeah, I'll send you a text. Send me a dollar. I'll send you a text.
No, the reason why I know is because I'll be coming back from New York, so thank God. Like,
right.
I'll have plenty of time.
I know, but last weekend you said you were taken aback by the time of the game.
I know.
My youngest son was crestfallen because he thought he was going to have to work during the game, but then he realized he's off at 5 p.m.
Where's his gig?
He works at a sandwich shop.
Nice.
Right.
So did my son.
He could quit. Or he could.
He literally said, "If it conflicted with the game, I'm not calling out."
Hey, friends. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Right,
guys. So we're live on air here for WSA9, WSA9 Plus. We are also live on 106.7 The Fan here and Monumental Sports Network. So just keep that in mind. We've doing a lot this morning, but we're so excited to join you guys. Thanks for having us on early this morning to talk Commanders,
sure.
Right?
That's
in.
Right.
All right,
big
so
game.
Talk to us. Big game. First playoff game in 4 years. So who am I going to start with? And just
whatever you want.
Your choice.
Whatever's easiest for you.
All
hey,
right.
How
man,
are you?
Good
yeah.
morning.
Huge game. A massive opportunity. First time they've won 12 games since, what, 1991?
Yep.
Correct. They've got a real opportunity to go on a run here. So very, very exciting. Don't get too sort of cocky. I mean, the Bucks are a great matchup, but I think we've got enough, especially if number five is hot, that we can pull this off.
Number five's been hot, though. You know what I mean? He's been doing what he needs to do. All right, so what are predictions for the game on Sunday night?
Wow.
What a prediction.
You're going to put me on the spot. Look,
how far are we going to go here?
It's a rematch game. How far are we going to go? I think it's going to be tough to go on a run. EB's, look, they were a six seed. There are some really good teams in the playoffs. They're playing Tampa, really powerful offense led by Baker Mayfield. They've got Bucky Irvin, really good running back. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but with Jaden Daniels, you have a chance. So, you know what? On WSA 9, I'll pick Washington to win a high-scoring game.
Look at that. I like the homer pick. I like that.
Well, I'm not a homer, so I'm not gonna... I think that Washington certainly needs to hold the ball and have long, sustained drives, because if you give the ball back to Baker Mayfield, and he's going to be throwing to Mike Evans, even though we think Marshawn Lattimore is going to be healthy, and he should be a key. Bucky Irving, like JP said, I think he's going to be a factor, but I think Tampa wins in a close one. I think it'll be higher scoring. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong. But I don't think I will be.
I'm not even a booer.
Yeah,
boo. Yes,
you're
getting
it. When you're wrong, I'm going to come back here. We're going to do this again.
All right.
Very good.
I told you so. All right. But look, you know, just a dream season, right, for our Commanders. Jaden Daniels really doing his thing. Just final thoughts before we let you go here.
Jaden Daniels is the best player on the field. Don't give me this. Baker Mayfield had 41 touchdowns.
Tell him, Cakes!
Fine. The most electric player on the field plays for the Washington Commanders. He's in a primetime game. I think the Commanders win this game 31-27. The legend of Jaden.
By the way, Chick Hernandez will be live in Tampa Bay Sunday.
Where you at,
Chick? Yeah, he's sleeping right now.
He'll probably play golf, snoozing.
And he's going to have local fans talking to them as well as team reactions. So we are really, really, really looking forward to the game. I'll send it back to you guys in the studio.
All right, thank you, Randy.
Look at that. It's seamless.
Now, seamless synergy. We should have been looking at the camera, because like when JP was doing his hit and when I was doing my hit, it was more the back. Mm-hmm. That was pretty bad.
I was looking mic. I was looking right into Randy's mic.
We'll do better on the second hit.
Yeah, we'll try.
Tell them.
You should put the mic right here.
Hey, that was brutal.
How am I supposed to look at the camera? Huh?
I think we might have an alternate XLR thing that we can do for the World View panel. It's just we didn't have enough time leading into it.
Yeah, how can I possibly look at the camera?
That was brutal TV. His back was turned. Yeah, all their viewers saw was JP's back. Probably me too.
No, they had close-ups on you.
Yeah.
We're watching it right here.
They loved it.
Yeah, They're very happy.
The cameraman's got to
cover. The whole time. I'm not blaming JP. It's just that it was brutal.
We can work it out. We have another one. 6:45.
Right. I got to be honest.
You looked good. They had a camera right in your face.
Yeah. JP didn't. They saw JP. You maybe didn't notice.
They saw 106.7 The Fan.
No, it's because the way the camera's
I know.
The zoom in on his peanut head.
No. And then JP was over there. It just didn't look right. This was the shot. This was JP. I've never seen this on television ever before. Yeah, I really think the Commanders are going to do well.
I mean, I'm supposed to talk into the microphone.
I've never seen anything like it.
You know what? We'll survive.
You're overthinking it.
Listen, I know. I just want to do good work.
We'll survive. Want to do beautiful TV.
I just want to do good work.
Hey, get him up in the control room next time.
Hey, we were on TV on Monumental, on WSA 9, and The Plus. That's big time.
Triple dipping.
All right, so we gotta get your good sides next time.
Gotta take a break. Yeah. Look, we have John Feinstein on the show at 8. You don't want to miss Feinstein today at 8 o'clock. Scott Abraham from ABC 7. We are just hitting all of the networks. He will join us at 9 o'clock. Keep it here on a playoff football Friday on the Junkies. Any dimension, you can join me today in Waldorf, 4 to 6. I'll be at the Verizon store with Santana Moss. So there's a Washington receiving legend.
That's right.
And then me.
And a Washington,
4 to 6.
Washington broadcasting legend.
2915 Crane Highway, Verizon store from 4 to 6 in
What are you
going
to do when everyone's talking to Santana and you're just standing there like his assistant?
I just did one with B. Mitch a couple months ago. You know what? Usually there's like
maybe
one.
Maybe you play Words with Friends or something?
Usually there's one or two. I've never played that. I don't play any.
You don't have like Tetris on your phone?
No.
You don't have any time wasters on your phone?
I don't play any phone games.
Mm. That's weird.
Usually there's one or two listeners that'll occupy your time. And then, you know what? You take pictures, you walk around the store a little bit,
Nothing. It's just nothing more humbling and more putting you in your place than doing an appearance with a Redskin legend.
Yeah. I mean, Cakes talks about it yesterday. The biggest one was when we did that one. We were at a data center with Brooks Like.
Correct.
Was it Brooks Like?
It was Brooks Like.
Yeah. And they set us up at a table, and then there's just a long line of people. I know Cakes had that with the guy from the Premier League.
No, I had it with my worst one.
Or Bundesliga or something like that.
Was with Pat Sajak.
Oh.
When I played in the Wounded Warriors game at Nats Park. And
was Pat Sajak a rock star over there?
Here's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
I want you to get together with Pat Sajak with a crowd with a folding table.
Right.
And on one end is Eric Bickle, and on the other end is Pat Sajak.
Right.
And I'm going to guess who the line is going to be longer for. It's going to be for Pat Sajak.
Well, that's humiliating.
Because trust me, I lived it. And it was fine. I understand it. He's a superstar. Wheel of Fortune. I get it. I completely understand.
Right.
But it's a little humiliating.
It's a little
sitting there and nobody cares whether you live or die.
I had that same experience with Sam Huff. I did an appearance at Best Buy with Sam Huff. And Sam was hilarious. He had great stories. He and I got along great. But literally, no one gave two F's about the radio guy next to him.
Yeah. Now, look, they asked me to be there. I got a relationship with Verizon. So 4 to 6, be there with Santana. And I did a bunch of shows with Santana, so I know Santana.
Santana's a great guy.
I used to do the overtime show.
He's a chill
whatever
dude.
We
Santana's
called it.
Good.
On NBC Sports Washington, now Monumental Sports.
So your appearance is in the Dwarf.
I think
we did an appearance at Damon's.
We did.
The rib place like 20 years ago.
Now, that was a contrast.
And I got pulled over on the way home from that.
With you. We were driving together.
Oh, you had a couple beers, too.
No, but I was good because I was smart and I'm responsible and I didn't drink my face off at an appearance.
Right.
And I think
but
I had
why'd you get pulled over
drinks,
then? You were just
probably
speeding.
Yeah.
No, I think those were the appearances back in the day where literally you walked out and you thought you were like in NSYNC or something.
Right.
Because there were just lines of people running around the restaurant.
So that was
more
a night
than 20 years ago.
Oh, that was
like
25
years ago. 10 to midnight, probably.
Yeah, luckily my inner governor said, have two drinks, you know, just be responsible.
Just chill. Yeah.
So that was good.
We've told this story before. I actually been pulled over twice with Cakes driving
that's
the car.
Correct. Yeah.
And he got pulled over one time, and for some reason, Cakes. The guy asked for his license registration, and Cakes, at that time, was keeping his wallet underneath his car seat.
This is true.
And he had to let him know.
I said, well, I'll give you my license, but it's in my wallet, which is underneath the seat that I'm sitting in.
Right.
So as long as you're cool with me reaching underneath my seat for something you can't see,
right.
I'm just giving you a full disclosure.
What did
here.
He say?
He said, just do it slowly.
Right.
I said, yes,
you,
officer.
Yeah, you got it.
Yes, sir. I will do that for you.
Were
don't you
worry. Actually terrified while you were doing that?
I mean, not really, because I told him.
Yeah.
You know, I told him in
Why
advance.
You put
it wasn't like I just,
under your
I just
seat?
Reached all of a sudden under my seat.
Do you still do that?
I don't still do that because I'll never, ever drive with my fat wallet.
So put it in your front.
Not with cash, with receipts,
just junk
cards.
I have the same thing.
Sitting on my butt, my flat
so
butt.
So I put
while
it
I'm
in
driving.
My front pocket. You don't do that while I'm driving.
No, no. Mm-hmm. I would never do that. And
cup holder?
Maybe
I put
on
mine in the cup holder.
The problem is if you put it in your cup holder or under your seat or something like that, you're liable to forget it.
Also, something I did this week that I vowed I would never do, and I would probably never do it again. Drive with my winter coat on.
Oh, you can't
because
do that.
That's the least comfortable thing to do, I think, on the planet.
Yeah. Mm.
So when I was driving in this morning, I was thinking about this, and we were just asked about the matchup, and I guess we're going to be back on WSA9 at 6:45. So if you went position by position, and you did the old check mark thing, you know, like Larry Michael would do with the
skin tangibles,
which is
everybody.
Offense, defense, special teams, or by.
Where does Washington win? All right, now quarterback, you can say they're going to win at quarterback.
I mean, it's kind of a wash, but I would take Jaden just because I think he's a little more exciting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
it's
Baker's
close.
Had a hell of a
Baker's
year.
Had,
it's
yeah.
close.
Baker's had
Baker's
a hell of a year.
41 touchdowns is absurd.
Yeah. All right, running back?
Well, we just don't have anybody really hot.
I'd take Irving.
I would give a check mark to the Bucs.
We love Terry McLaurin, but wide receivers, who's got the better group?
I mean,
they got the better group.
Clearly the Bucs.
I would say Evans and McLaurin are pretty, in terms of a wash.
Give it a wash, but I think because of McMillan, you would give the edge to Tampa.
Yeah. By the way, that's a big come up for Terry in terms of reputation.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody would have said that in the past.
Because remember going into this year, we will all say, like, Terry is not a true number one. He's a really good number two.
Yeah.
But now he's a true
Turns
number one.
Turns out when he has a number one quarterback,
he's a true number one.
Ball,
he's a true number one.
He's a borderline elite wide.
He's had a ridiculous year. Yeah.
I think you could give the edge at tight end to Washington, maybe. Ertz versus Otten. Otten's
well,
not special.
Otten's been banged up, too. Up. Like, Payne Durham has subbed in the last
Otten's
2 weeks.
Otten's good when he's healthy.
He is good.
But, he's a good player, yeah.
But if Mike Evans is healthy, Otten takes a back seat as far as, like, targets and how much he's evolved in the offense.
I don't know anything about their offensive line.
No, their offensive line is really good.
It is good.
So there you go. You take their entire offense, just
the
unit.
But you can do that literally, but almost every team. We don't win these kinds of things. That's what's so special about this team getting to 12 wins. Like, how many teams can you say our running back's better than their running back? How many teams can you say our receiving core is better than their receiving core?
I think there are other teams,
how many teams
a lot of teams.
Our offensive line is better than their
especially in the playoffs.
Not many.
Okay, in the playoffs, I think you're right. If you went across the league, you would find plenty of teams that have worse personnel in some of these position groups. And I think the defense, I don't need to go through it all because they're similarly ranked. It's kind of a wash.
Yeah. I think their front
I
is
just
probably,
can't speak to their defense.
I think their front might be a little bit better. I think the Washington secondary, especially if Lattimore's healthy, is a little bit better.
Bucks, I think, are 29th in the league at stopping the pass.
Yeah, they're like, not
they've
great
had issues
the
there.
Yeah, but ours is misleading because
everybody runs on
them. Everyone just runs on them.
Right. Look, it's going to be close. It's going to be close.
It should be close, although maybe we can force Baker into just kind of a bad throw. I just feel like he's matured a lot.
Yeah.
Like over the last couple years. That you can't count on that anymore.
I can't remember who I heard. They're apparently either number one or number two in terms of screen teams. They run a lot of screen passes because they do have. So their offensive line's really good. Mm-hmm. Tristan Wirfs is the big name.
Yeah,
I think he was drafted high.
Yeah, he was.
But the offensive line, it wasn't our guy who just came on the show. From Tampa.
Ira Kaufman.
I can't remember who it was. It was just flipping around the stations and heard somebody from Tampa talking about the offensive line being really, really good, which of course has led Bucky Irving was a fourth round pick.
Right.
I'm not saying he's not good, but they were saying that the offensive line is what is leading the charge there and that they have this big time screen game. And then the Baker his downfield passes, they say sometimes he has 4 seconds back there.
And kind of a forgotten guy with the screen game, Rashad White, he was more of the lead running back last year, but he's really good catching balls out of the backfield.
I don't think he played last week.
There's been a lot of hype about Bucky Irving, but if Rashad White is healthy and that screen game's working, he's a guy that you have to account for, too.
So
they've got 2 first-rounders and 2 second-rounders on their offensive line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they've spent a lot of ammunition on the line in the draft.
Yeah, that's why they have success running the football, number 3 in the NFL, and then Baker's had time. That's why I feel like if they win this game, it's got to be in the 30s. I think the Cakes and I basically predicted the same score.
I know, because so many times we say that, and then it ends up being some weird defensive struggle. Like, just terrible offensive play.
That's what kind of happened in the Lions-Vikings game. Huge total in that game, and it wound up being 40 points scored.
I don't think it'll be explosive in the first half. I think you'll see more punts or maybe longer drives in the first half, and then the second half, I think you'll see some points.
Why?
It just seems like that's the way they played. Mm. They've had longer drives, or they've struggled offensively in the first quarter.
You bring up a good point, though.
In the second half, they usually get going.
I feel like second-half adjustments, we haven't really talked about that this year. And I feel like we've made some good second half adjustments. We've had some dud first half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Especially defensively, even offensively. And then they somehow, it seems like they kind of rally at halftime, come up maybe with a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know they do it on the fly, but it just seems like, I don't know.
I mean,
reason why I like this team is they do adjust on the fly.
Like last week with Tampa. They looked horrible in the first half, and then they finally got it going in the second half.
They were trailing 16-6 in that game.
Yeah.
They looked dead.
They looked dead. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
They were far from impressive.
I asked Ira Kaufman what was the reaction, because that was a play-in game for them.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was a must-win. They came out flat.
Yeah. But
sometimes that happens.
Sometimes it happens. I just didn't expect it in that particular game.
Right.
But Washington's done that a bunch of times this year.
Right.
I feel like.
Well, they'll be fired up. I know we're going to give them a better shot than we did in week one.
And we get to see Lattimore versus Evans.
Like crazy,
I would agree. Huh?
We get to see Lattimore versus Evans.
Yes.
It's been much hyped.
I'm not sold on this Lattimore guy yet. I need to see it. I'm a little bit nervous that we got some damaged goods here. I'm a little bit concerned about it. And that he may not be at the peak of his powers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They didn't even target him in the New Orleans game. And then the next game, he looked like St. Juiced out there.
Yeah, but so I don't know. A couple of those penalties were questionable. I think he had three penalties in that game against A.J. Brown. We saw A.J. Brown run a slant on him.
I mean, A.J. Brown's great. I'm not expecting a corner to be perfect by any stretch, but they didn't seem to shy away from him.
No.
And, you know, complete opposite of the week before.
And they're going to go after him.
With Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to throw the ball
to
Evans.
They're going to challenge him, no doubt.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll come out with a shutdown game.
I would challenge him just because he hasn't been on the field a lot.
Yeah.
Like he just hasn't been healthy. I'm going to test him just because of that.
It is remarkable how handsy St. Juiced is and how many flags he draws.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I thought he got kind of screwed on the one, though, last week. I think he had
one bad one and they had one questionable, yeah.
All right, I believe we're going to jump back on WSA 9 coming up next as we continue to talk about the Commanders-Buccaneers playoff game Sunday night. Yes, we have a playoff game. It is a Football Friday. Junkies coming right back. All right, we're back. About to jump back on WSA 9. We're on Monumental Sports, of course.
Yes, sir.
Randy Ayala's with us.
Shout out to the boys behind the glass making it work. Good job,
yes,
boys.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
There's a lot of stuff going
on. There's a lot of spinning plates going on.
And thank you, of course, obviously, to WSA 9.
Yep. Monumental Sports, of course.
This hit will be different because both mics will work. Our mics will work with them. So it'll be good.
I'll try and turn towards the camera.
You don't have to turn towards the camera.
The problem is the mic was on this side, so how can
he's,
I?
But he's going to walk around, though.
He's going to walk around.
Yeah, he's mobile now.
We can just be normal
now. We're good to go.
All right, I think they're kicking it to Randy.
I don't have great confidence in my pick. I'm 1 point different than Cakes.
Guys, so much fun, and you hear all of them in the background, right? So we are live on 106.7 The Fan right now, as well as Monumental Sports Network. So just keep that in mind, kind of the trifecta this morning. So, guys, we thank you so much for having us in your studios here in Southeast. Just talk to me about this season. Did you all see the Commanders making it to the playoffs?
I think only Cakes had them in the playoffs.
No, I'll
give you credit. You had them as a 10-win team.
Wins. I had them double-digit wins. That doesn't always get you a playoff berth. But, I mean, to get 12 wins, what a remarkable turnaround for a team that was dead in the water last year with 4 wins, new coach, new GM, new owner. Well, the owner's in the second year, but what an amazing turnaround.
It's all because of one guy.
Plus 8 turnaround in the win column.
It's all because of one guy.
And let's talk about that one guy. Yeah.
Jaden Daniels. Jaden is a remarkable rookie. He's had one of the 3 greatest rookie seasons in the history of the NFL when you look at his rushing and his passing combined. And we knew he was pretty good, but we didn't know he would pick it up and just blossom the way he has as quickly as he has. And literally, he's carried this team to 4 or 5 victories on his own down the stretch.
He's brought the fan base back.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you felt that last week in their last home game. So many people for Christmas got Jaden Daniels jerseys.
Yep.
We haven't had that in years here. Mm-hmm. A guy that kind of electrifies the city.
And the odds of going, like Cake said, the odds of going from 4 wins to 12 is outrageous.
It just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen, and especially when you're adding so many pieces to your roster. Not just the coaching staff, but they added, 25, 30 guys that weren't on the roster last year. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't happen. So, and I would agree with Eric. I mean, the reason that happened was because of Jaden, but there were a lot of different pieces defensively, offensively. They added some offensive linemen. Terry McLaurin, even though he's been here 4 or 5 years, turn into be a number one receiver.
Yeah.
But you know
and
what?
And look, we have less than a minute here. Yeah. I just want to talk about the performance in the playoffs. What do you see the Commanders doing?
He has them losing. Don't you remember?
Well, we can't all pick them to win because anytime we do that,
it's
we lose.
Be a villain.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm the villain. But I think it'll be a close game. I think it'll be a close game, and I think it'll come down to like the last possession in the fourth quarter. But look, I hope I'm wrong, but I see Tampa winning the game.
All right.
If it comes down to the last possession, they've had something going here the last month.
They have some magic going. They definitely have some magic.
They won the Hail Mary game earlier this year. They won on the last plays over and over again.
Don't bet against them. I wouldn't bet against them.
Yeah, and we're going to end with that.
He's not going to shrink in the spotlight. There's no doubt that happens.
Yeah, we're going to end with that, guys. All right, we could talk all morning with the Sports Junkies, right? All right, look, so Chick will be live Sunday morning in Tampa Bay, so you'll have coverage. Make sure you're watching WSA 9, guys. I'll send it back to you.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Randy. Thank you.
It's one thing that we've learned over the years because we've done TV hits. Actually,
we always go for the Commanders. Absolutely.
When we started out, I remember Channel 4 came in. That was a big thing and did a spot on us like back in 1997, right? The very first week, I believe, that we were doing the show. Those hits are so quick. We talk for 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
And on TV, they give you 2 minutes.
So literally, we could do those hits on the toilet.
That was almost a Cakes Flyers moment right there.
What did he do?
Oh, just Jason.
No. So WSA 9 is coming.
Fired up.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a big deal.
Yeah.
And they're coming in studio doing live hits in the 6 a.m. hour.
Yeah.
All right. And they're getting ready to end their TV spot a hard out on Jason picking the Commanders to lose.
It's funny you mention that because during the break, I was in the cafeteria and they had WSA 9 on. Rogers watching WSA 9. And it was Allison Seymour and Annie Yu. And they're like, when we come back, we're going to get into the Commander zone and talk about the playoffs.
I mean, it's basically a pep rally. They're doing a Friday morning.
No.
You guys did great, but it's a Monday morning pep rally.
Yeah.
And Jason's picking them to lose right before they had to go to break. And they had basically extended the segment 30 seconds so someone picked a win.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to pick the team that I don't think is going to win. I mean, I don't care about a pep rally.
I've been in those shoes before. They're not comfortable shoes to walk around in. Trust me.
I think that's why I picked. Yesterday, my son said, who do you think's going to win? And I said 52%. Tampa.
Right.
So I actually think I would have picked, but on TV it's like, all right.
Yeah, you got swayed. You got caught up in the tide.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. Look, they've won a bunch of close games. So they've been fortunate.
I'm telling you, there's a little bit of a magic carpet ride vibe I'm getting. If they win this game, especially how about this scenario that we haven't talked about at all? What if we pull like a Cincinnati or like a what was the game that we just went? The Tennessee. We just
blow them out.
Yeah, what?
I know
no one's considering that. Yeah. But it's in the realm of.
It's in the realm that they do that to Washington, too.
Sometimes it happens.
It's in the realm of. They could do that to Washington.
What if, I know. They could, too.
I mean, why would you believe that the Washington defense, though, would shut down Baker Mayfield the offense?
I'm not saying it's something that would be like, because we're better.
I don't think it's that possible.
Well, here's how it's possible. You just need a little good fortune. They fumble a kickoff or something. They fumble a punt return. We score. You know what I'm saying? You just get a little lucky.
It could happen.
And then it snowballs. It snowballs, right? Of course. All of a sudden, we got a blowout situation.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to be all in on it's just our year. I'm telling you.
If there's a route, I think it's more likely to be in Tampa's favor.
I don't think there's a route.
How many teams have routed us? Honestly, I mean, maybe there's one or two that you can point to. I know there have been a couple where we felt like we weren't really in. The Ravens game, I pretty much felt like we weren't in that much.
But that wasn't a route. I think it was like a 10 or 12 point difference in that game.
Like, that hasn't really been a thing.
I know. I don't think it's going to be a route. I picked 31-28.
Yeah.
You know, I think if Washington's going to win this game,
I'm just throwing
it's going to be
possible.
Like the Eagles game where they got to put up 30 plus points. I don't see the defense, even with Lattimore, holding Tampa in check. What's the weakness of the Washington defense? There's a couple, but stopping the run.
Well, the run defense,
what's the strength
primarily.
Of Tampa's offense? Well, they got a couple, but running the football. So they're going to probably have a lot of success. I saw one statistic. When they run a counter, which I'm not even sure exactly what a counter is. I think I know what a counter is, but they average like 8 yards per carry on a counter.
The biggest blowout.
Why wouldn't they do that against the Washington defense, which can't stop the run? And then if they stop the run, I'm sorry, Baker is having a great year. He is prone to make mistakes at times, but he had 41 touchdown passes. He had 4 touchdown passes against this team earlier this season.
Yeah, but that was eons ago, and that was the biggest margin.
But the defense hasn't changed for Washington.
It hasn't. The biggest margin of victory against Washington was from the Bucs in week 1, 17 points.
I think they're going to have a lot of confidence going in. They won a playoff game last year.
Yeah.
Played a tough game against Detroit last year. They have playoff experience. I think Baker and that offense are going to score some points.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the Commanders are going to score points, too, because the Bucs, especially, have had trouble with rushing quarterbacks. Bo Nix had success against them. Lamar Jackson had success against them. Jaden scored 2 touchdowns against them in the opener.
He didn't even know what he was doing.
They got to keep the ball away from Tampa.
Yeah.
So Jaden's a big part of that. Extended drives, right?
Yeah, but what if, here's going back to my route scenario. I told you, I'm going all heart.
You're trying
here.
To make this happen.
I'm going all heart here in the playoffs. But what if we actually take Baker down and get that kind of pressure that we got in week one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we didn't necessarily get, I can't even remember how it worked out. We didn't necessarily get interior pressure, but we got, I felt like we got outside pressure.
And then
right?
he was scooting up the middle.
And then he just, yeah, he took advantage up the middle, yeah. escaped it, and made plays. But what if Dante Fowler, who, by the way, I haven't heard a lot, I haven't heard his name mentioned a lot in the last few weeks. So he might be due. Dante Fowler, Luvu, I feel like Luvu, you know, he's a great player, but yeah, I feel like he's due for a big one.
Yeah.
This is his first playoff game. Who? In his career.
Well, he's,
Jets played
for
the Carolina.
Jets and the Panthers. Yeah. So you play for those teams, you're not going to see a lot of playoff success.
I'm trying to really work up a lather here and be positive.
I feel like this is the first playoff game in 10 years, not in 4 years, because
I know it seems
that
like
game against Tampa, there was COVID, there was nobody in the stands.
It was
there
Heineke,
was no chance
right?
Heineke was beating Tom yeah. Brady.
He almost pulled it off, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's true. He that's kind of put him on the map.
Is that the one where he did the dive?
Yeah. The pylon yeah. dive, yeah.
But, yeah. But Fowler, I think this is the first real true playoff game since they lost to Green Bay about 10 years ago.
Fowler did have sacks against both Philadelphia and Atlanta, so he's got two sacks in his last three games.
And
no,
then
he didn't have one against Dallas.
All right, what is his? Give me his last six games.
Before the yeah. Philadelphia Atlanta game, he had donuts in four straight games.
Okay, so he's
so yeah, the bulk of his sacks were earlier this season, but
yeah, I just felt like I hadn't heard his name a lot. And I know,
but he finished with 10.5. I mean,
but you'd like to see him get home against Baker.
Yeah, just I'm ready for him to get home.
Take that pressure from week one and actually close the deal.
I've almost kind of given up. Honestly, I've almost kind of given up on the interior of the line because I don't know. It just doesn't make enough plays. I kind of given up on it.
Let's hope
they better.
Find a way to make plays this weekend.
Got to take a break. If you want to chime in here on a Football Friday, you can call us at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. You don't want to miss John Feinstein coming up at 8 o'clock. Scott Abraham from ABC7 at 9 here on The Junkies.